Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High noon in the District of Columbia, and time to talk to John Keim. It's John Keim time. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline is our friend, Mr. John Keim, ESPN Commanders Insider, and of course, host of the John Keim Report. Johnny, what's up, dude? I saw you replied to the hot dog conversation.
Yes, there is no doubt. Especially if you're from Cleveland, it's stadium mustard on a hot dog. It's brown mustard. It's got some spice to it. But that is what you put on a hot dog, period.
I remember the first time I saw that stadium mustard. I think it was with you at working a Browns game. And I was like, all right, they're really into this. I think I tried it with a pretzel. Yeah. It was pretty good.
It's good with the pretzel. But, yeah, because it's just like that's what you grew up having. You go to a game, you have the hot dog.
Sure.
Basically, you got the hot dog to get the stadium mustard. And it's to the point where, like, sometimes as gifts, my wife will get me – jars of the stadium mustard from Cleveland. So yes,
I love it.
And then after that, it's like shout out Vienna Inn. It's the chili dog.
There you go. All right, I love it. All right, so let's get down to business. We're just about a week away from the NFL draft. You know, Washington drafting 29th. Anybody that is telling you they know who they're going to get is full of it.
Like Chris App.
What do you think? We know they had. You know, obviously a bunch of prospects in over the last couple of weeks. They had the big group event. What do you think is the top of their list?
Well, one thing that Dan Quinn talked about before the start of training camp last year was the ability to affect the quarterback. Do they have enough guys who can do that? And I think that has to be at the top of the list is finding a guy who's doing that, whether that's an edge rusher, whether that's an interior pass rusher, find a guy who can do that. Because I don't know. So you can do that with four guys more often than not. Like they did, their pressure rates last year were actually pretty good, but when they just rushed with four, it was way down. So like they have to find a way to do that with more of four. Beyond that, then it's the ability to take the ball away on defense. Do they have guys who can do that? So now you look at corner. There are some corners who can do that, right, in this draft. So I think those, to me, would be where you'd want to look first. I think beyond that, it clearly seems like they want to get another running back in there, whether it's as a guy to change a pace or just to upgrade, and then continue to build that offensive line.
Where do you think, when they look at the 29th pick, where would they be leaning in that part? Is it defensive side of the ball?
Well, so you know we're going to hear best player available, right? So, like, that's always what you want to say. And I do think there's merit to that because there are some guys at 29 offensively. Like, if you really like one of these running backs, like, say, Omarion Hampton falls to your 29 and you love the guy, like, how do you go away from that? I think, though, let's say he's not there, then I think it's really hard to go away from defense with that first pick. And here's, like, part of the thing is, too, is – this is a deep running back class. So do you have to take that guy at 29? Unless, like, I was talking to a scout the other day. It was like 1 through 9 or 10. Like, there's not a huge difference in these running backs in this class as far as the quality of their play. So could you wait a little bit to get that guy? Whereas with defensive end, I think you can get into the second round with those guys and get a guy that's worth developing. Corners, you probably want to find a guy higher, right? Like, there are guys they're looking at later in the draft for sure, but I think the premium spots you want to get up there earlier. So that's why I would say lean more toward defense in an ideal situation, because that's where I think the value is, and the value of running backs. You can find guys into the fourth round that I think could help you right away.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think they'd like to move out of 29.
Sure.
How realistic do you think that is? And then, you know, there's all this talk about these other quarterbacks, the Louisville kid, Dart,
right?
You know, Milroe. How real do you think the prospects are for somebody to move up late into the first to grab one of those guys?
I think, you know, it's funny because last year, like, guys were moving up, and when teams moved up, it wasn't for the quarterback. So they're, let's say there's a run on offensive linemen and some team really likes like an Anthony Belton at the end of the first, maybe they, and like, and you know, like if you don't get him there, you're not going to get him. So you've got to move up to get that guy because you need that position filled. That's also a scenario as well, right? Or maybe they could benefit by moving back 8 spots because there's a run on a position in addition to quarterback. I don't know how realistic it is because, you know, when you talk to people, like, there are a lot, you know, I would say the common phrase would be about, like, teams have in that, you know, when you hear like 15 to 16 guys with first round grades, which is a low number. So at the end of the first round, you may, like, there might be different guy teams that feel like different guys belong there. So in other words, like, I think there's depth there where maybe do you have to move up to get a guy at the end of the first, because if you sit there at 35, maybe that guy's fallen to you or someone else of comparable ability, you know, and it could be that even later in the second round, a guy of comparable ability who's going at the end of the first. So I think that complicates it. But yes, I not impossible, but I think it has to fall right for them to do it. But I definitely agree with you. Like, I think in an ideal situation, they're trading back, getting another pick in that, let's say, in the, whether it's a third or fourth round, you know, whatever. So, like, if you can somehow end up with 4 picks in rounds 2 through 4, you can find 4 guys who can help you this year. And I think that would be ideal for them for sure. I just don't know yet if it's realistic. And it's, as you know, like, what if a guy's sitting there that you didn't expect at 29 that maybe you don't like, but other teams love? Like, that's the scenario. There, that could definitely be the case as well.
See, the thing I always wonder, like, is it not someone that they feel can make that big of an impact at 29 to where they don't take that chance? You move back, and then somebody take the guys you want. What happens then?
Then you made a mistake. So I think, you know, if you're going to trade back, to me, you better have a handful of guys that you like, because you have to be okay with one of them getting picked. If you're targeting one guy and you're moving back 5 spots, pick the guy at 29.
Right.
Be done with it. You know what I mean? Like, don't worry about, like, if it's, you know how maybe there were some people in the past who would be like, well, you don't want to be criticized for taking a guy too high or whatever. Take the guy where you believe in the guy. And if you think the guy, like, if he's there at 29, you think, oh, well, you know, maybe he's better early in the second or maybe like in the 30s. Is that big a difference? Take him. So if it's one guy. Now, if there's 4 guys you like, then it's like, we have these 4 guys rated about the same. You can trade back and pick a guy that you still like and you are okay with. But if there's a guy that you really like, take the guy.
Yeah. I think last year when they traded out of the Cooper DeJean pick, I think that really showed how they operate, how they think, their confidence in themselves and their scouting. And I think that's a really positive sign for what may or may not happen. I think it's entirely possible if there is somebody slides to them at 29, they're not expecting, and they just send the card in and they're thrilled with it, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
Like, if they don't trade down, is not a mistake, for lack of a better word.
Right. No, if there's a guy there that you really like, take him, because that's how you make your team better. And, yeah, they can still trade back with their second pick and pick up another third, let's say. You know what I mean? Like, they can still add picks in those rounds beyond just trading their first pick. So mm-hmm. you can, you know, so that's why I say, like, if there's a guy you like, don't overthink it. If you think he's going to make your team better, then take him, because I'd rather do that than taking a chance. Like, well, we love this guy, but we could pick up this third round pick. No, take the guy and then try and trade and accumulate more picks in a different way. So, you know, or with a different pick. Right. So like, yeah, no, don't overcomplicate the process.
Totally.
Talking with our friend John Keim here. You can give him a follow at John_Keim, K-E-I-M. Check him out on Instagram, Twitter, and on YouTube. You can watch or listen to the John Keim Report, his podcast, anywhere you get your podcast. Keim joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. I recognize this. For a lot of years, you and I have done this, or you've done it, and you know, they're picking 8. They're picking 13. And you can really try to zero in on who makes sense there. At 29, I think it's kind of a laughable exercise to really try to guess. But at the same time, I more and more, I've been watching more and more stuff, talking to more and more people, kind of reaching out. And there's guys that I've started to really like as possibilities.
Yeah.
Who are some of the guys you like as possibilities?
Yeah, and first of all, it's a ridiculous exercise. Like for ESPN, we have to do our mock draft, and it's like, I have no clue who's going to be there. Like usually, even at 19, you have an idea of the guys that will be there. So you have 3 or 4 guys. Now you almost have to have like 10 guys. So like some of the guys that I really like at 29, like you can look at like the, you know, Max Hairston, the corner. Like he's a guy that I think fits a lot of what they would like. I think he'll be there. I think Azaraku, the defensive end from Boston College would be there. I think like some of the other guys that I would be intrigued by, Derek Harmon, the defensive tackle, but a pass rusher type from Oregon, Josh Connolly, offensive lineman. Like if you wanted to go that route and build a strong offensive line for years, zero issue with that, right? So I think those are some guys. And then, you know, I think beyond there, like Travion Henderson, obviously, you know, there's an Ohio State thing there. But he's really good and would fit what they want, right? And, you know, Femi Oladafu, the pass rusher from UCLA, raw because he just moved to that position. I don't think you can wait till the end of the second, so you may have to trade back a little bit and get him, like, early, mid-second. But he's a guy that would intrigue me for sure. So, you know, I know I'm leaving some guys out because, like, that, you know, the Amos kid, the corner, is another guy that I like. Mm-hmm. Is that a guy? Is that going to be too high for him? But he's a guy that I like, and you know, the corner from Florida State, Thomas, that's another guy you throw on there. And I know there's like edge rushers I'm leaving off. You know, I don't like James Pierce. I don't see that one.
You think they have the leadership on this team to be able to take a guy like a James if he was dropped there and work with him?
I think some guys you'd have to say it has to be worth it. The juice has to be worth the squeeze.
Yeah.
I don't think he's the guy you're going to do that for.
For Pierce?
I don't know like what they're thinking with it, but just, I think you have to know, is it worth the squeeze for any player?
Yeah.
So that's.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think that's entirely kind of reasonable. I don't know. For all the talk,
think about the left tackle we have right now had an issue coming out of college, and he was picked, and he's still there. So
that happened on draft night, though.
But that's different from what some of the things that like maybe come out of other places. So that was, you know what I mean. So I think that's what I say. You have to. I would say this: like you have to really investigate, and it can't just be like, oh, you know, there's some questions about him. It has to be, what are the questions? And then, is the juice worth the squeeze? And I just think in some cases, I think it's best to just move on and let someone else try to squeeze that. The other, like, you know, another guy is that Anthony Belton is a tackle. Is 29 going to be too high for him? I don't know. But like, if you, again, he's a guy, one of those guys that maybe you like him. Another team loves him because they need a tackle. Like, that's how you can kind of get them into a trade. But there's a number of guys that I think are really intriguing in those rounds. Emeka Egbuka, another guy from Ohio State, terrific receiver, would help them, right? So, you know, there's a lot that's in that round, that or that range, that is, to me, intriguing.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For sure, man. You can get a good player there, and we've gotten so caught up in only focusing on the first. I think outside of Jaden, Samardzija was probably their best rookie last year, and he was their, late second pick?
I just,
you got to count on these guys to do it the right way. Did you allow yourself a moment to laugh at yesterday with the Topgolf event and compare it 1 year later?
Oh, of course, because it was comical last year. And it was comical for a lot of reasons too, JB. Like, there were a lot of narratives that came out of that situation, which were laughable and just like, this is why Jaden won't want to go there, et cetera. When the reality is, and after the draft, I talked to people close to him. They're like, that's when he knew they were going to take him. It's like, that's when he knew he wanted to be here. Like, he's like, he came away from this telling people I'm Dan Quinn's guy. Right. So like there was a lazy false narrative surrounding that last year, but it was funny to listen to all and how different it is this year because, I also hope, it was pretty windy yesterday, so I'd be curious to see what some of the drives were like.
That was my first thought, honestly, was like, dude, it's gusting out here. Now, Topgolf's pretty protected from the wind because you're quasi, Jeff, indoors.
The wind don't affect a perfectly hit ball, though.
What's that?
Well,
you hit a perfectly hit ball, wind don't bother it.
Yeah, I'm not sure I always know about that one.
I'm just saying.
It's going to be – what do you think happens at the top here? You think that – this draft feels weird.
Very.
I can't wait to see it. I think it's Cam Ward at one, and then I don't know what happens after that.
So, and it's funny because even with this draft, I was talking to someone who labeled this like a Baskin-Robbins draft where it's like 31 flavors and everybody's got a different flavor they like, right?
Like hot dog toppings.
There you go. So, and by the way, there was a place in Massachusetts that had 100 different toppings and it was blue cheese on there or this thing and that thing. It was kind of unreal. But anyways, for this draft, Cam Ward, I think everybody can put their money on him going one. I think Travis Hunter probably goes two, it sounds like. It would be tempting if I'm Cleveland to go with having a pass rush duo of Garrett and Carter, but the more you hear, it's like that Hunter is the special guy in this draft. So they take him. And then from there, it's like the big question is, where does Sanders go, right? Because that's like the intrigue of this draft. There's some other guys that I'm curious about, like Shamar Stewart. Where does he go? But Sanders is the headliner for the mystery. So that's the part. Absolutely. that like who the heck knows? And it, you know, it's funny because it depends who you talk to, right? I mean, sometimes you hear, I talk to someone who's like, they think he's going to slide, and other people think like top 10. So, you know, I think that's what makes the draft intriguing, is with that. And sometimes, like, again, like, it goes back to, if you like the guy, take the guy, don't worry about what others say. And
100%.
where someone, the other part is, you know, we always hear about like the overdrafted stuff. Well, according, who's that according to, you know, is it, if you know what I mean? And sometimes guys are, we know that, but everybody's board is going to be set up differently. So just because like some draft nicks have it a certain way doesn't mean that it's uniform across the board. It never is. And then it's like, how does this guy fit your system and what you want to have? And so I think that's the part that'll be intriguing to see where a guy like that goes. And, you know, like, especially right now, like the Saints need a guy, you know, so
right.
Maybe the Raiders. So.
Last year,
or, not the Raiders anymore. Yeah. So.
But think about it. Last year, everybody thought the Broncos were crazy to take Bo Nix.
Right.
A year later, everybody's like, man, the Broncos were so smart. I'd even argue with Penix because of the way Kirk, whether he was hurt or just didn't come back from that Achilles, whatever was going on, Kirk wasn't very good. And they went to Penix and he gave him a real shot in the arm, and it looks like they got their guy.
Yeah.
Like, you're organizations, and unfortunately in Washington, this was not the case for a long time, but it seems to be now. Organizations just have to be confident in their own work, and they have to not be always trying to protect their neck and like not bomb out on a season. You know what I mean? And it doesn't happen enough, but you're completely right.
It's also, JP, you also have to set it up for the right guy, right? So I would look at like Jaden and Caleb Williams last year. Who had the better, like, all we kept hearing is like, oh, Caleb's in this great situation. Well, no, he wasn't. He was with the first-time offensive coordinator with a defensive-minded head coach who you knew would be fired if there was trouble. So, and you know what I mean? Like, these guys set it up well for Jaden Daniels would succeed wherever he went. But I think he was able to max out with that here because of how they set it up for him. And I think it just shows you, like, for if you're a quarterback especially, you have to have the right, you know, you've got to get the right guy. You know, like Daniel's ability, his love for grinding the film room and doing all that, like that's what makes him special. But then you also have to have the support system around him. And I think like with Caleb Williams last year, I don't know that he had that. It didn't seem like it, right? He had a couple of receivers and all that, but like, he didn't have that. And I think like that's where I think you also, if you're Sanders, like you have to hope you go to that kind of a place. Because if you do, then you can max out versus don't worry about what pick you go, but worry about where you go. And, you know, because we've seen that here in the past. Like, you don't always have the right setup to support the guy at that position.
Realize most people don't learn that till they're a little older. Care about where they drafted at now. When you go to a better team, you end up having a longer damn career.
Correct. Yeah. And, again, just what's the plan around them? And I think, you know, these guys maxed out with Daniels because of how they set it up. And then again, then when you have the right guy who's willing to do his part, it goes even better.
Totally. Last thing, Nick Chubb, I find kind of interesting. He is rightfully so working out, posted on Instagram. I saw it on, I think Pro Football Talk said, they wrote my ending when I'm just getting started. What do you think Chubb has left, and would that be something interesting depending what happens in the draft for Washington?
Oh, man. I mean,
a lot of injuries.
I think if you're these guys, like, I think you still need to go in the draft and just get a guy that can give you that change, right? Because that you know is there. If Chubb is going to be. No team knows him like the Browns, and not that they're a model franchise, right? But like no team knows him like that. And he means more to that city than any other player on that team. So if there was a chance that he still had a lot to offer, I would think they would want to bring him back. Now, doesn't mean he doesn't. And, you know, but I, if I'm these guys, like if you have a chance to get a guy somewhere in this draft, like that's where I would go. Just get a young guy in there who offers that change of pace, who you know is coming. You know, it's not a question about if they didn't have Brian Robinson. I'd look and say, like, yeah, you know, like I mean, the guy was terrific. Maybe he has something left, But I think if you bring him in, I'd still, regardless of if you brought him or not, I'd still want to draft a guy because I still think you need to find another guy. And the other thing is, like, they don't have any, none of their top three running backs are signed for next year. So you are bringing a guy that you're going to have for a few years that you can also build with Jaden Daniels. And then, you know, but if you want to bring in Nick Chubb to bring in camp, see what he has left, more power to him. That would, like, find out for sure. Still draft a guy.
I agree, man. You got your top two backs are both good players. B-Rob and Eckler are both good players. They both missed multiple games with injuries last year.
17 games, man. It's a lot.
It's a grind, man. All right. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate your time, man.
All right, man.
Thanks, guys.
I'll talk to you this afternoon.
Yep.
All right. That's our friend John Keim. Give him a follow at John_Keim, K-E-I-M. Great dude. A lot of great knowledge. Check him out. Check out the podcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.